What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, you know, one of the things that we try to do with this podcast is we try to be consistently there for you. We seldom miss podcasts or take unexpected breaks because we know how rare it is to be included in your daily routine. It's something I never take for granted. And the only way we can continue to be here Tuesdays through Fridays is thanks to our amazing Patreon subscribers. So if you like this podcast, the absolute best way to show your love for what we do here is to subscribe to the Patreon page at patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. And being a supporter has its own perks, too, like the Shadow Docket bonus show every Tuesday and Thursday, plus the Friday after party with me and Kimberly, and commercial-free Ultimate Edition versions of the main shows. So just go to patreon.com/Bob Seska Show, click on the box for the level you can afford, and you're all set. Thanks so much for supporting our Patreon page, and now let the cartoons begin.
No!
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska!
What's your Emmy!
Hear this?
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Tuesday, January 23, 2024, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi there, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1098 of the Biden-Harris administration, 287 days until the 24th presidential election. You can find me on Threads and Instagram. The Bob Seska is my handle. Twitter, BobSeska_go, and our Patreon page is BobSeskaShow.com. And that guy right there, it's Buzz Burbank with the news.
When yeah. You say Buzz Burbank.
Neosporin.
You've said it all.
Yeah, Neosporin is the best thing for hand sores. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Ew. Hi.
Exactly. Hi. He's Bob. I'm Buzz, or to use our old DJ names, Chaos and Bedlam.
I'm Chaos.
And I'm Bedlam.
Good morning.
Today is the day each year. I don't know if you knew this. Today's the day each year they reset the doomsday clock.
Yeah.
Now they used to use that to measure how close we are to nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just measures how close we are to reelecting Trump.
Appropriate, yeah.
I think we'll be okay. You think so?
I don't know.
So paychecks and the stock market are up. Inflation and unemployment are down. And from what we're hearing, only a Republican can turn that around.
No. No.
No.
Ron DeSantis has suspended his presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He went from never back down to let me back up a bit. More and more Trump voters are telling reporters they're concerned that a civil war is coming.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't remember where they left the cannonball. Congress is going to be a problem for them.
Yeah, honestly. I think so.
Congress is just a few days away from another two-week vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, plans to spend the break looking at Hunter Biden dick pics.
Always. Naturally.
Constantly. Yeah. Gee, if she wants to see a dick so much, why didn't she just look over at Matt Gaetz?
More music, the Bob Seska Show.
Let's go. Spreading now. Everybody's learning how. Come on, get infected with me. Come on, get infected with me.
Early in the morning, we'll be heading out. The virus will be coming along. We're loading up our Woody, not a mask in sight. We won't be staying healthy too long.
No.
Come on, Corona, baby, wait and see. I'm going to ignore the CDC. Come on with me, baby, let's head to the sea. We'll start a second wave, wait and see.
Let's go spreading now, everybody's learning how. Come on, get infected with me. Come on, get infected with me.
No.
Ride around, Mike. Draghi MNT and Mike on Twitter. Yeah.
Found myself doing the Batusi.
That's a classic, and we're bringing that back because Trump might actually be on the verge of another bout with COVID.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm so sad about that.
So Monday morning, we all get up. We all get up Monday morning, and we're so excited because we know that Trump has said, and he's lied about this before, but Trump has said that he's going to court, that he's going to show up and testify in his own behalf in the E. Jean Carroll trial. Now, it's already been determined that he sexually assaulted her. That's already been established in court as a fact. So this is about how much more to punish him on top of the punishment he's already been given for slandering E. Jean Carroll.
I get the sense he's not really following this as clearly as he should.
I get the sense he's not following a lot these days. We were all very excited about, oh, God, we hope he takes the stand because that'll be so entertaining. Even if we don't get to see it live, we'll get to read about it and read about how he went nuts and how they threw him in jail. For because the judge in this case, Judge Kaplan, I believe, is having none of it. Judge Kaplan, known as a very tough judge. Judge Kaplan jails people for contempt. This is Judge Kaplan.
Yeah.
So Trump is just would be walking into the propeller, as you like to say, on this one.
Absolutely.
So is he going to show? Isn't he going to show? It doesn't. They show up in court. He shows up. He's sitting there next to his attorney, Alina Habba Habba, and the judge announces we can't have a trial today after all. Oh, you know, we're all heartbroken because we were looking forward to seeing if Trump was going to implode.
Yeah.
Just says, no, we can't do it today because one of the jurors is sick.
Yeah.
And then Alina Habba speaks up and she says, oh, well, you know, I have a fever too and my folks have COVID. And she's...
I'm sorry to laugh, but this is just...
She's sitting next to, she's in the courtroom with everybody else, the judge, everybody. She's sitting next to Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
You know, so as Rachel likes to say, watch this space.
Yes. Why am I so, I shouldn't be so delighted, but you know, what can I say? I think we're all a little delighted over the fact that Trump may have COVID again.
A little schadenfreude. We're not going as far as the person on Twitter who said, COVID, do your work. We're not saying that. But it's hard not to snicker.
I know. Forgive me if I snicker today, though, because look, anything that helps, and I think if COVID comes along and slows Donald Trump down, that's great for democracy. So actually, you know what? COVID's helping democracy for a change. COVID, you're finally helping. Thank you very much, COVID.
Who knew? I did not see this coming.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, there's some people theorizing that this might be a delay tactic, like Habba saying, hey, you know what? If I say I have COVID, then it's going to stall things a little bit longer. I don't think that's the case.
No, that's what's getting the attention. But the judge got the ball rolling by saying, we can't do court today because one of the jurors is sick.
Yeah.
And hopefully not with COVID, although kind of makes you wonder. And they are all in the same room together and have been.
Yeah.
Interesting to see what happens next, as always. Yeah. But it freed Trump up to go to New Hampshire and continue to babble about God knows what.
Right. And, of course, we're in that situation again today, Buzz, with the New Hampshire primary tonight. Right. In other words, people of the future will already know who won.
Well, we already know who won Dixville Notch.
Yes.
So we have the early results are in. It was Nikki 6, Trump 0.
Right, right. There's a meme going around with Trump asking the mayor of Dixville Notch to find him 7 more votes. So I noticed that one. That's a good one. Yeah.
I wish I was funny.
That's a good one. Yeah. I'm watching Fargo. So if you hear me say you're darn tootin' today, that's because I'm watching season 5 of Fargo. I can't help it. Yeah. So I believe Nikki Haley is going to do very well tonight. Surprisingly well. Yeah. She might even win. You know.
All she needs to do is get close. She's by one account, only 12 points behind. I say only 12. That's huge normally in election terms.
Yeah.
But the way things have been going and the fact that it is New Hampshire, that could change. I think there's more voter enthusiasm among independents in New Hampshire than there is among Republicans, certainly.
Yeah.
And I think that'll count for something. So all Nikki Haley has to do to stay in this, as it were, is to get close, is to get closer, lose by 5. That'll just scare the pee out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they need to start thinking in terms of whizzing on the electric fence. I think the Republicans are doing that by leaning too into Donald Trump.
They'll never learn.
Yeah,
they'll never learn.
They need to stop it.
Don't whiz on the electric fence.
They will die of electrocution because there's no stop. They can't help themselves.
This is, I think, a disaster for the Republican Party in the making. And remember, I'm the don't get happy guy when it comes to elections. You know what I mean?
I know. But when you see Thelma and Louise headed for the cliff, there's only one possible. You know, when Butch and Sundance go over the side, you know that's, you think that's it, anyway.
Yeah. Well, think about this. If Donald Trump locks it up tonight with the New Hampshire primary, if Nikki Haley loses by maybe 10 points, something in that range.
19 or something.
Yeah, that basically means Donald Trump becomes the presumptive nominee, which also means more time in which voters will hear exclusively from Donald Trump as the nominee. In other words, there's no other Republicans around to take the spotlight away from Donald Trump. So it's going to be squarely focused on Trump between now and November. So that lengthens the amount of time in which people can remember why they had Trump fatigue back in 2020. Oh, that guy, right? And I'm not talking about those of us. Obviously, the qualifier here is we follow this. We know Donald Trump. We've been listening to his clips and so forth. There are so many people, undecided voters, swing voters, casual voters, people who don't pay attention to politics, who kind of forgot that Donald Trump was around, believe it or not. I didn't know that was possible, but they did.
Through the act of ignoring, yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think the best strategy for defeating Donald Trump is allowing people, or in some cases, forcing people to hear him talk. I really, honest to God, don't believe that ignoring him makes him go away. This is something I've been talking about for years, Buzz. And in fact, I was glad to see, not only did John Oliver confirm something like that a couple of years ago, talking about Tucker Carlson, but Chris Hayes said it last week. He warned stridently against trying to ignore Donald Trump. He's his own worst enemy, is what we're trying to say.
If I may say so, I don't think we have to force anybody to listen to Trump. I think he will be unavoidable.
Right.
As you said, as the lone nominee, as the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. And I think you're absolutely right about Trump fatigue. And I know we're going to talk about this later, but the other factor in this extra exposure for Trump over the coming months, not only will it be fatigue, but the exposure of Trump's dementia.
Yeah,
the exposure to the fact that this man is gone. He has lost it.
He is
completely gone.
I mean, we're late starting the show because there were so many examples, audio clips that I had to dub down for the show. And that made the start of the podcast a little bit later, just to give you an indication of how much there was. It's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to Donald Trump fucking up during one of his rallies or during an interview after one of his rallies. So lots of examples of that.
I'm looking forward to those tapes. Before we move on from the New Hampshire primary, if I may do a mea culpa.
Please,
about my comments last week about the Iowa primary. I was maybe in a mood. I was upset that Iowa voters had effectively chosen Donald Trump, that more Iowa Republicans had chosen Trump than any other candidate. I realize in the light of day and the smoke has cleared and the antibiotics have kicked in, I realize now that he only won 51%. He only 7% of Republican voters chose Trump because based on the turnout, he won by 2,200 votes. This is not the landslide the media's made it out to be. In fact, it was the media's portrayal of Trump's great victory in Iowa that made me realize it wasn't a great victory at all. And the more opportunity I had to see the numbers, the clearer it became to me that although Trump did win and although I am still disappointed and although I am still worried about the threat that Trump poses, I may have overreacted a little. and again, I think the antibiotics have taken care of that. So let's just move on if we could. That would be my hope at this point.
Did you hear about it? Did you get replies or mentions? Or
no, I don't know if I did. I think I looked and then I stopped looking, so I don't know if I did or didn't. But no, I didn't get a lot of blowback from it. Maybe people have just started writing me off. But I felt I do feel guilt. And as Bob and I have said before, when we get something wrong, as I kind of did last week, we like to come forth and be forthright about it.
Yeah, don't worry, because I've gotten a couple things wrong right here at the beginning, the first 10 minutes of the show. So
really? And I slept through it? What happened?
Well, I predicted Nikki Haley might do very well tonight.
Oh, well, anything's possible.
I would say 75% of the people listening to this podcast right now are listening to it after the returns have come in and there's a winner declared. I know. But look, I mean, obviously, we see this. Republicans are, as we said before, whizzing on the electric fence, and you just don't want to. You don't want to do that because there are myriad things here that could completely destroy the Republican Party if they continue to wrap their arms and legs around Donald Trump and hump away.
And so many of them do, especially elected politicians. The voters, it's interesting to see what's, I think, what about half Republican voters like him and half don't or something like that. His numbers are vulnerable, I think, at best. But I still worry about the threat that he poses. But at the same, and I worry about the fact that so many Republicans do still cling to him, like you said, with their arms and legs wrapped around him,
humping away.
Right.
Oh, here's an example. Again, take this with a grain of salt because it's a poll from Politico. It was reported by Politico. It's actually an NBC News Des Moines Register MediaCom poll.
Okay.
Voters in New Hampshire found that fully 43% of Nikki Haley supporters said they would back President Joe Biden over Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it's a dynamic that has been on vivid display as the campaign shifted this week to New Hampshire. In the meantime, a New York Times Siena College poll found that, including independents who say they lean toward one party over the other, Biden had slightly more support among Democrats and Democratic-leading independents, 91%, than Trump did among Republicans and GOP-leaning independents, 86%. Now, that's a little bit outside the margin of error, so I would say that's bad news for Donald Trump.
I would agree, and I want to say to people about, for example, the Des Moines Register, the poll there, trust state polls over national polls. If you see a poll like this, you can look at it with a bit more confidence than the national polls, because they're really looking at their local. These are local people looking at local people, and it tends to be pretty straightforward. So you can take some comfort in that. Also, there's a Brian Beutler who writes on Substack. And he makes a very good point.
Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he has just made a very, very, very important point, and that is you have your never Trumpers, but have you ever met a never Biden? In the Democratic Party, in the Republican Party, there are never Trumpers. In the Democratic Party, there are no never Bidens.
Right. So the Republicans are on the verge of nominating someone who may be convicted at least once or twice before the election. In fact, once, maybe even before the convention.
And there goes another 30% of the vote. Although I will say I'm kind of worried about Georgia, which is now the elephant in the room.
Concerned. And then you combine that with what I said before about Donald Trump fatigue. I mean, people were sick and tired of Donald Trump back in 2020. I don't think he's gained people. And all it takes, as we've been saying, all it takes is just a little bit of a reminder. Donald Trump in our living rooms 24/7 once again is going to drive away a lot of people. And I'm talking about undecided voters. And we're also in that phase, as I've been saying many times, where elections are decided by a couple of percentage points. The elections are decided in the margins, very teeny tiny margins in some places. And so all it takes is a little bit of Trump fatigue. And as we've discussed on the show as well, we have this thing in this country where people build up someone and deify them and then tear them the fuck down because we get sick of people very, very easily. So there's that factor playing against Donald Trump as well. Just the overall Trump fatigue and reminding people why they hated him so much four fucking years ago.
We with lots, so many celebrities, we deify and crucify. It's almost crucifixion time, metaphorically, for Donald Trump.
So along those lines, among yes. many things,
right?
Already,
yeah.
the cognitive decline is being discussed heavily in the traditional press, on cable news. Certainly some of the papers of record are beginning to wonder, like, okay, really? Now, yeah, this guy's cheese is slipping off his cracker.
I've seen it a lot on social media. One of the things I was going to say on the show today, I guess I still will, is that the media, the way this is going, there's so much of this on social media. The mainstream media has to catch on to this soon.
Yeah.
If you're saying they already have, well, I'm delighted to hear that.
I think they have. And it's specifically about this thing where he said Nikki Haley a bunch of times instead of saying Nancy Pelosi.
That's the big one. The question is, will they continue to cover it? Will this be a story for them? I hope so. I hope the Nikki Haley thing has them digging up all these clips.
Let's hear this clip. It's been making its rounds. You may have already heard it, but here's Donald Trump mixing up Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley, right?
By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley.
They never report the crowd on January 6th.
Right. He's proud of that crowd. He's proud of the number. And why don't they brag about that?
We had the biggest insurrection. It was the greatest insurrection. I've never seen an insurrection so huge. God damn it. It's like he's talking about one of his rally crowds. Those people back there don't want to tell you how many people were at the insurrection. Yes. Yes, they do. And we have many times.
We can tell you how many were arrested, how many have been convicted, how many have pled guilty. Right. We have all the numbers.
Something like 900 people have been arrested. And I don't think all of them have been convicted yet, but we're getting damn close to it.
Yeah, no, it's over 1,200 who've been
1,200,
charged.
Wow.
And 800 jailed or imprisoned at some point.
Wow. Okay, so I was close. I was within the ballpark.
The number continues to grow.
Okay, let's continue here.
By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley.
Two.
Nikki Haley.
Three.
You know, did you know they destroyed all of the information, all of the evidence, everything? Deleted and destroyed all of it.
They didn't do that. That didn't happen.
That did not happen. And no. Wait, there's more.
No.
All of it because of lots of things. Like
because
Nikki
of lots
Haley
of things.
Is in charge.
Because of lots of things. You know why? It was because of lots of things.
Lots
Bob.
Of things, right? Just name a thing, and that's probably one of the reasons.
5 years old? Lots of things.
But that's what he does. He does that all the time. He doesn't know.
I know.
He has no idea. He's just repeating shit that Stephen Miller whispered to him on his way up to the dais, you know.
Because of lots of things, like Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We Nikki offered Haley. Her 10,000 people.
Nikki Haley is in charge of security.
Was that like five, six times he said her name?
Yeah, I counted four. He mentioned Nikki Haley instead of saying Nancy Pelosi. He was trying to blame Nancy Pelosi for the lack of security, which isn't the thing at all. That's obviously one of his many lies, and the thing which red hats repeat all the time because they're
he's not even getting his lies right.
No, absolutely not. No.
No.
Yeah. So there's that, and that's been getting a lot of press. Everyone's been talking about that. In fact, Elise Stefanik was asked about that particular gaffe. And she did the, I meant to do that thing, or he meant to do that. It's the Pee Wee Herman excuse. Pee Wee Herman does a double somersault off of his bike and lands in front of a group of kids, just crashing all over the place, and stands up, dusts himself off, and says, I meant to do that. That's what Donald Trump does every single time. Every time there's a gaffe, you know, even with the short circuits.
Or I was joking, or I was making a point. It's always some excuse for his gaffes, yes.
Yeah, so here's Elise Stefanik explaining his Nikki Haley gaffe here. Saying, oh yeah, he totally meant to do that.
That isn't a mix-up. The reality is Nikki Haley...
She wasn't speaker.
Nikki Haley is relying on Democrats, just like Nancy Pelosi, to try to have a desperate showing in New Hampshire.
Wait, really? That's such a stretch. That's such
nothing to do with it. It's the stretch. It's not even in the same ballpark.
No.
It had nothing to do with the topic at hand.
Of course not.
It was so talking
President
about January 6th.
President Trump has not lost a step. He is a stronger candidate, stronger than he is today, than he was in 2016, and he was in 2020. Compare that to Joe Biden's weakness.
I can't tell you how disappointing. God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the Morning Joe crew reacting to the clip. This is funny.
Joe Biden's weakness.
I can't tell you how disappointing I feel every time
it's
I see
a joke.
Her talk.
She's a clown.
right. That's the way they, I just hearing that clip, it sounds like the Saturday Night Live version of Morning Joe.
But that's
And then you have to go back to Elise Stefanik on January 11th, 2021, when she blamed President Trump, then President Trump, for the insurrection, for the attack on the Capitol, and said that words matter and that the president is responsible. This is that same woman.
Right. So what she also referenced in there, too, is one thing that Donald Trump has been talking about quite a bit these days, which is that Democrats are trying to interfere with the election in New Hampshire, which is, you know what? I'm going to give that excuse. I'm going to give that thing half true. I say that's half true. If I were a PolitiFact, I would give that a half true thing. Democrats aren't specifically voting. They can't vote. They're not allowed to vote in the New Hampshire Republican primary.
Right.
However, Democrats several months ago could have registered as unaffiliated and then voted in an Operation Chaos move in the New Hampshire primary to flummox Donald Trump to provide more votes for Nikki Haley.
I don't know if it's Operation Chaos or if you would call it the New Hampshire way. New Hampshire is fiercely independent. That's very New Hampshire of New Hampshire to do that.
Yeah, well, it was Operation Chaos references something that Rush Limbaugh did. I want to say this was the 2008 Democratic primary between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, where he was trying to get Republicans to vote as unaffiliated voters in elections to try to scramble the Obama-Clinton fight at that point in time.
Was there an equivalent effort in New Hampshire for Democrats?
There was. In fact, we reported on this a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure if it was the Tuesday show. It's probably the Thursday show. Yeah, there was there's an organization, a nonprofit up there in New Hampshire that spent, God, close to $1 million registering Democrats as unaffiliated to scramble the New Hampshire primary for the Republicans to get more voters for Nikki Haley. So there's that. But they're not literally Democrats voting because you can't vote as a Democrat in the Republican primary. That's not how it works.
Well, I know, but they were registered as independents for that or as unaffiliated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was certainly no cheating going on there.
No, it's not cheating at all. This is completely above board.
And again, even the fact that there was an effort, an organized effort, is, like I said, a very New Hampshire thing to do.
Yeah. So this excuse that Donald Trump mixed Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi because the Democrats are voting in New Hampshire, allegedly, and also he's talking about January 6th. No, he fucked up big time. There's no two ways about it. This is not one of those, I know you are, but what am I, or I meant to do that kind of things. This is a cognitive lapse by Donald Trump, and we're seeing this more and more often. I mean, I've got so many examples here, but while we're talking about Elise Stefanik, she's going way out on a limb for Donald Trump. I think she wants to be his running mate. And one of the things that works against Elise Stefanik as Donald Trump's running mate is her last name. Hal Sparks brought this up on Stephanie Miller's show last week. He said that Donald Trump will never choose a running mate who has more syllables in his name than or her name than Donald Trump has syllables. So in other words, Elise Stefanik would take up more space on a poster than Donald Trump would, simply because her name is longer than Trump. One of the reasons he chose Pence is because Trump Pence was, there was an equity there. They had this one syllable for both of them.
Watch Elise Stefanik race to court. Now she's such a toady, race to court to change her name.
That's right. So that's working against Elise Stefanik, no matter what she does. And the other thing is, speaking of Donald Trump gaffes and cognitive decline, Donald Trump completely screwed up her last name at one of his rallies over the weekend in New Hampshire. Here's Donald Trump flubbing Elise Stefanik's last name.
How good did Elise Stefanik do?
Stepanak.
He could not process the printed word that he saw before him on the teleprompter. What do these things have in common? What do these last two gaffes have in common? They're identities, and he's having trouble now as he's part of his decline. He's having trouble with identities, keeping identities straight.
Yeah.
And I look forward to more. I watch press coverage pretty closely. I haven't seen a lot of mainstream coverage of this yet. I want to see consistent mainstream coverage of this going forward, because in the course of our Trump fatigue over the coming year, the other factor is going to be his complete and total mental decline.
Yes, and I'm not concerned at all that the word is going to get out. I feel pretty good about the fact that people are going to be reminded that Donald Trump is a fucking demon. And the sooner that starts, the better off, as I've been saying.
The courts could certainly help there. I think we're all disappointed that judges and courts have not come down harder on him. My God, even Engeron, bending over backwards to what be fair at this point. Name any other accused criminal in the U.S. who would get that sort of deferential and preferential treatment.
Well, that's, I think the judges in some of these cases are facing a similar conundrum as we all face in discussing Donald Trump. What they don't want to do, and what they're struggling not to do, is they're struggling to not empower him, to give him ammunition that he can claim as being victimized by these judges.
Engeron's clearly cognizant of that, yes.
Yeah, and so is the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case as well. So
Kaplan.
Yeah, Judge Kaplan. They're thinking, oh, shit, you know what? If we punish this guy for his outbursts in court or trying to tamper with the jury, intimidate the jury, and so forth, then he's going to go out and he's going to say, hey, look what they're doing to me. They're trying to silence me. And that's, at least from their point of view, they see that as Donald Trump's strategy. I would do what is the right thing to do in that situation.
Jail him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, obviously,
don't let him go out and make a martyr out of himself.
Exactly.
And quiet him by confining him.
Right. And even if it doesn't quiet him, even if he just keeps yelling, you're still doing the right thing.
From the jailhouse window.
And he's always going to keep yelling. He's never going to shut up. If you try to punish Donald Trump for doing this or that, or you avoid punishing Donald Trump, especially in that eventuality, then he's going to keep screaming and making an ass of himself.
Not if he's in jail.
Not if he's in, well, yeah, I guess that's true.
What would we have waited for any other accused criminal?
Right. So we're all in this place where we're like, do we pay attention to Donald Trump? Do we talk about Donald Trump? Because you know what? He loves the attention. Well, I know it's a conundrum. It's a difficult thing to kind of square in your head. But the fact of the matter is that the more people hear from Trump, the worse he does. And I'm not talking about his diehards, because they're always going to support him. The Red Hats will always be in his corner. There's no doubt about that. But I think we're talking about a lot of people, as I keep saying, a lot of people who have been tuned out, haven't been paying attention, or maybe even forgot that Donald Trump was a thing, are going to suddenly be smacked in the face. It's going to be like a cartoon-sized anvil dropping on their heads. Oh, shit. Really? Donald Trump? Oh, God damn it.
Well,
and so that's going to be bad news for Trump.
And that goes back to what I've been saying for 2 years, that when it comes time to cast your vote, you have a choice between the old guy and the crazy evil guy. and it's going to be pretty easy, pretty clear choice, I think. And I thought that then. I think so now. And I think so many things are now working in our favor. As we've said in recent weeks on this show, the tide has turned economically and in terms of public opinion. It is beginning to turn. It will continue to do so as interest rates come down over this coming year, as they're going to do. I think people, some of the pain of the inflation that's not going away, that we got stuck with, you know, over last year, those prices that we've discussed here before are not going back down. But some of the pain of that will fade over the coming year. And I think there's a lot to be gained on our side and a lot to be lost on Trump's side. The Republican Party, despite the weak-ass numbers, has wrapped itself around Donald Trump, let them all go down together. I think things look very good for us to see his decline and their decline in the midst of our own rise is very encouraging.
The timing couldn't be better. We just hit Dow 38,000. Under Joe Biden. Combine that with Joe Biden in the campaign and all the surrogates making a case, certainly lots of volunteers on social media and so forth, making the case, combining the fact that Joe Biden has made all these moves to improve the economy. And here it is. Look, the economy is actually improving. Look at the headlines. Right. Can't miss it. I mean, 38,000. That's enormous.
And only a Republican can turn that around.
That's exactly right. Hey, look, you want a recession in all seriousness? If you're, God damn it, you know what? I'm thirsting for a recession. then elect another Republican or elect keep electing Republicans because right. that's what they deliver for the American people every single time a recession.
And never mind that. Like I said, I think voters don't remember that stuff. You know, pundits remember that stuff. I don't know that voters do. But what voters are seeing is how things are starting to go so well with Biden as president.
Right.
And that I think that will go a lot farther. Nothing wrong with reminding them if they'll listen. But the best news is gas prices are down. At least moderate. Jobs are up. Wages are up. Inflation is down. Stock market is up. Things just couldn't be much rosier, even though you have to pay more for, I don't know, spam.
Well, guess what else? You know who's warning against nominating Donald Trump right now?
Who?
The Koch Network. The Koch brothers.
Yeah. They've been all in on no Trump for about a year and a half or so now that they began to invest in fighting Donald Trump and organizing, trying to organize efforts to defeat him.
So are we down to one Koch brother? I think.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, just Chuck. Just Chuck is left. Charles Koch is the remaining Koch brother. I fly home to Wichita and I just want to. I love my people there, and I love the town that I grew up in. There's a lot to love about that place.
Mm-hmm.
But you arrive at the Wichita Mid-Continent Airport. I think it's the Dwight D. Eisenhower Mid-Continent Airport.
Is that anywhere near Stubville? Does that serve Stubville?
No, that's where the people train goes. but the planes, they fly into Wichita, once known as the air capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're coming around the bend there in the concourse, it's like a banner for Koch Industries. That's about a block long, you know. I don't know how much money they put into that, but the first thing you see is an ad for Koch Industries the size of a city block when you get off the plane. So, that concerns me a little bit. But they are throwing their weight or his weight, I guess, at this point behind. Any effort to defeat Trump.
Yeah, I'm going to read their statement here in just a second. Meantime, we're going to try to dig into what the hell NIMBRA actually means.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what NIMBRA is. We'll talk about that in a second. If you're not familiar with NIMBRA, stick around because it's typically horrendous. It's another racist Donald Trump thing.
Oh, sure.
Meantime, Donald Trump short-circuited talking about the death penalty. This is a fun one. I know there's lots of awful audio of Donald Trump today, but this one's particularly
fun.
Oh,
that's my favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite tape. I'm so glad you have that tape. There is no finer example of this man losing his mind than this clip.
I know. It's so good.
I'm so glad that's coming up.
All right, so we're going to talk about that, plus Donald Trump warning the Supreme Court about chaos and bedlam, also our DJ names.
Right.
And I got to brag a little bit. Brag a little bit coming up in the next segment. Ron DeSantis is out. who called it? Who you called did. His crash you and did. Burn years ago? Okay. I have to bask in that a little bit. Yeah. All right, more podcasting coming up right after these words.
Stay with us.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska. All-time favorites all day long.
Down around the corner, half a mile from here, you see them old trains running, and you watch them disappear without love. Where would you be now without love?
Well, they're not the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
But they're really damn close. This is Firefall, the great Firefall.
It's so good.
Yeah, holy shit. Long Train Running, of course. I think everyone recognizes this one.
But the brass, man, and the soul, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You want to pick up this album, I got a link in the description for it. Firefall's album of cover songs, all people who at one point were affiliated with Firefall or... Firefall bumped into Friends and Family. It's kind of a Friends and Family album. They're covering songs by people they know, which is great.
Wow.
So yeah, yeah, pick this one up. Absolutely get into your record collection. Link in the description at bobseska.com. Find this episode dated 1/23/24. Click that link, scroll on down, and you can download all the stuff, all the music that we play here on the show. Yes, and cracking my shoulder here as I pat myself on the back. Ron DeSantis quit.
Yes.
And for all the reasons that I called like 2 years ago after the midterms, I was like, yeah, well, Ron DeSantis is going to run. The Republicans are really hawkish on Ron DeSantis as being their guy, the new Donald Trump. Right. And I said, no, wait, hang on, guys. And I don't know why I'm giving the Republicans advice, but I'm, you know, warning Republicans, hey, look,
you can't help yourself. You're nothing if not helpful.
I know. I'm a helper. I'm Helpy Helperton. Mm-hmm. Republicans don't do this because as soon as the voters start to see Ron DeSantis for who he really is, his actual lack of personality, I was going to say his actual personality, but this is a lack of personality, lack of charisma. As soon as they hear his whiny voice and the fact that he's just kind of this schlub, this political operative who goes the way the wind blows, they're going to say, no way. No. What? How did we ever get behind this guy? Why did we waste our money? Why did we waste millions and hundreds of millions of dollars contributing to this guy's effort? Because he's a schlub, just like Bob Seska said 2 years ago. And here we are. So, yes, I have to give myself a round of applause.
Are you done? Can I get you some aspirin cream for that shoulder? Because going back in time, you know, yes, I was the one waving my arms, a hair on fire, saying, look out for Ron DeSantis. And my reasoning was at the time, because you have to look at things in context, at the time, my position was if Donald Trump goes away and DeSantis remains number two, then de facto, that makes DeSantis number one, and we should all be very, very afraid of that. It didn't work out that way because DeSantis couldn't even hang on to the number two position, and Trump did not go to jail. So because those things did not happen, yes, and you were right, Bob, and I was wrong. DeSantis failed because he could not perform on the national stage. I believe those were your words, and you were absolutely correct in saying that. I'm just saying, yeah, you know, it could have. I'll put it this way. Next time, I won't warn y'all when a book-burning fascist comes marching down the runway. You know, having lived under DeSantis fascism here in Florida, I thought it important to warn the nation of what could happen. And I like to think that maybe to some degree that not just his lack of charisma, but his fascism is more open fascism than Donald Trump, less couched version of fascism, had a real chance of catching on. And I'm so glad that it didn't. I'm glad for the nation. I've had people say, gee, I'm sorry for you, Buzz, because you still have to live with him. I think think DeSantis is vulnerable at this point.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons. As one columnist in the Tampa Bay Times pointed out this morning, a lot of Floridians have decided that how much they're paying for fucking homeowners insurance is a lot more important than these culture wars that DeSantis insists on fighting. They're tired of him. There is DeSantis fatigue here in Florida. And because he's now a failed presidential candidate, when you add in these other factors, I think his demise is due here. You were right. I was wrong, but I think it was proper that I warned you.
I feel bad because I thought we had agreed on Ron DeSantis, and now I'm only now remembering that you were warning about Ron DeSantis.
I was
concerned about him being the nominee.
Yes.
And so now I feel bad that I've rubbed your nose in being wrong. So I
No, that's
apologize for
that's
that.
Fine. Jesus. It wasn't really Asper Cream. It was icy hot. So ha ha.
So Ron DeSantis spent more than $53 million to win 23,000 votes in Iowa. Yeah,
good job.
Money well spent, Republicans. See what I keep warning you about? You don't want to do it. You don't want to do
well,
this.
Don't waste all the electric fence.
And you did it anyway.
This was all about ego and his wife Casey's ego, because they had to rely on super PACs and PACs for their money. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get a donation to save their life. Yeah. Nobody wanted to donate to the DeSantis campaign, and I mean nobody. They really had a hard time with fundraising and had to go about it in very unorthodox ways that perhaps will be prosecuted later. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, meantime, I'm still trying to figure this out. In fact, I was having a discussion with a Patreon subscriber in the comments under one of the episodes from last week about this very topic. So we all know that Nikki Haley's actual first name, her given first name, is Nimrata.
It's Nimrata.
Nimrata. Is that how you pronounce it? Okay.
Nimrata.
Nimrata. Yeah. And for some reason, Donald Trump has decided instead to call her not Nimrata, which would still signify, hey, look at other, dark-skinned person that you should fear, which is Donald Trump's entire intent, to obviously scare white racist voters into voting against Nikki Haley. He could just use her actual name for that. But instead, he's come up with this other name, Nimbra.
No.
Which makes no fucking sense to me whatsoever. I don't understand. What is the point of Nimbra? Do you know? Does that signify anything specific? Like, is he saying that? Does it rhyme with something? Is it a reference to something? I don't know what it is.
I can narrow it down to two things.
Okay.
It's either his cognitive decline, but it's more about his disrespect. It's more about the racism. It's more about minimizing her by playing with her name. It's like if I said, I agree with you, Billy. I'm being disrespectful by not calling you by your actual name. And if I change it to Bilbo, then that's even weirder, you know. And whether he changed it to, and what's disturbing to me is like in a vague memory in the 1970s of some pedophile group called NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association.
Oh, is that it? Is it a NAMBLA thing?
And Nimbra sounds like NAMBLA to me, but I don't know where he got. But he's showing disrespect by intentionally, or perhaps, I mean, he's certainly not trying to pronounce her name correctly. That he's doing out of disrespect. Landing on Nimbra as he did, that's the cognitive failure.
Okay.
Part. Because I think. Yeah.
If it's a NAMBLA reference, so not only is he otherizing Nikki Haley because of her ethnic background, he's adding like, oh, she's also a child rapist.
No, I don't think he means that at all. I don't think he even remembers the organization or what it stands for. It's just a sound in his head, okay? It's just a sound in his head. That's all it is.
Okay, yeah. Well, so obviously the point of this entire discussion is Donald Trump's a gigantic weirdo. And he's a racist. He's a horrendous person.
And he's in cognitive decline.
Because Nimbra makes no bloody sense. And it's, you know what? I apologize because it's one of those things. I got to apologize again because it's one of those things that I get obsessed with. Like, what the fuck? What wheels grinding to a screeching halt in his head?
Overthink it.
That napping donkey under a tree in his brain, like Homer Simpson. Like, how did that napping donkey under the tree in Homer Simpson's brain come up with Nimbra? I don't fucking get this.
Yeah, don't try. Don't try. You'll just you'll make yourself dizzy.
I end up in these weird cul-de-sacs with Trump.
That's like, right. Like, yeah.
God damn it, yeah. Nimbra. What is it? What was he saying the other day? Liquid gold or debanking people? He came up with debanking.
That's actually now a Republican term. Debanking. Yes.
Debanking. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Meantime, the Koch Network, as we said before, is warning Republicans not to nominate Trump. And I thought I'd read this statement because, you know what? When they're right, they're right. Uh-huh. They wrote here, and when I say they, I mean the network, the Koch Network.
Yeah, right.
No longer brothers, one brother left. There is no question that Nikki Haley wins in a head-to-head contest with Joe Biden. Some polls have her up as much as 12 points in swing states like Michigan. She consistently outperforms Donald Trump by wide margins. Nikki Haley is by far the strongest candidate to win in November. We've been clear from the beginning that we disagree with former President Trump's plan for the country. As president, he added more to the national debt than any previous president. He has consistently said he would remove core constitutional protections if elected to a second term. And his current economic plan leads with the promise to raise taxes by 10% on all Americans! Right. Exclamation mark. But the reality is Trump has lost the last three elections and he's on track to lose this one.
Uh-huh.
Despite what some media outlets report, our polling consistently shows Donald Trump loses to Joe Biden. Wow. Yeah. Koch brothers.
Very good.
Completely summarizing segment one from today's show. This is what the Republicans are walking into. This is the propeller that they're power walking into with Donald Trump. And I wonder if they realize that. I guess they don't. They're just, they don't care. They see the loudness of a crowd. And they're mistaking loudness for size. And it's not. Just because his supporters are really, really loud and really, really dedicated to their cult leader, they think that translates to electoral victory. But there are numerous actual metrics that we can look at indicating that Donald Trump is going to crash and burn. I mean, the main one, and the Koch Network points it out here, is that Donald Trump lost the popular vote in 2016, lost the midterms in 2018, lost the presidential election in 2020. His party with his name basically on the ballot in 2022, the red wave disappeared. The Democrats actually gained seats in the Senate.
Right.
I mean, it was a disaster. Every time Donald Trump is on the ballot, whether tacitly or literally,
that's his party,
crash and burn.
That's when Republicans lose governorships, they lose state house seats, all because of his endorsement. The people he endorses are the people who lose those contests. And it's just a question of how long, you know, the Kochs are tired or the Koch is tired of losing elections. He wants to, he and his group want to continue to pursue that conservative agenda. I'm a little concerned they think Nikki Haley can beat Joe Biden. But I'm not sure. First, she has to beat Donald Trump. And because of the arms and legs factor that we cited earlier, I don't know if that's a possibility.
I don't know that she can literally defeat Joe Biden. I mean, that's a tough haul for Nikki Haley.
I would think so,
She just doesn't have the charisma. And one of the reasons why I've been pushing the idea of Nikki Haley so heavily is because I see Nikki Haley as this kind of psycho bomb that could tear apart the Republican Party. And obviously, Donald Trump, you know what? I take that back. Donald Trump is the psycho bomb. Nikki Haley is the Bic lighter, about ready to light the fuse on the psycho bomb.
Republicans are not going to support a brown woman. I just don't think they will. Whose real name, as Donald Trump keeps pointing out, is Nimarata or whatever.
Nimbra, whatever that is. So, but in addition to that, not only will they not vote for a woman of color, but they're not going to vote for anyone who's not Donald Trump. I mean, if
it
someone
seems to be the case, even no matter how small his victories may be, see Iowa discussion earlier, he's still their guy.
Do you see these people lining up for Nikki Haley rallies in a general election?
Not with enthusiasm.
No. What's absolutely going to happen, right, Nikki? No. What's actually going to happen is it will split the party. Donald Trump will not accept the fact that he's not the nominee. He will go absolutely nuclear if the nomination is stripped away from him by Nikki Haley. He will run his own third party or an independent run for president Either way, it doesn't matter. What's going to happen is he's going to end up splitting the vote, which is why I've been so pro Nikki Haley. But the thing is, and obviously I don't support Nikki Haley in any way, shape, or form in terms of values or ideology or platform or whatever. I'm just saying from an electoral point of view, the best thing that could happen at this point is Nikki Haley getting the nomination. So I really strongly believe that. Plus, I don't believe the polls that say, and there are obviously people in the Republican Party who do believe these polls, including the Koch Network. But I don't believe that she can defeat Joe Biden. So meantime, Donald Trump short-circuited on the, I guess, talking about the death penalty. This is a fascinating clip because it also gives us a taste of one of the things he's been doing at his rallies lately, which is to do this kind of dramatic thing toward the end of the rallies where he plays this propaganda music. He actually has a score that plays under his, he does this weird thing where he gets like really whispery and he tries to be dramatic and it doesn't work. And it's kind of creepy.
It's creepy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was doing that and he started talking about, I think, the death penalty and short circuited and everything went off the rails. So here we go.
Which is incapable of solving.
Solvin. Which is incapable of solving.
Which is incapable of solving even the smallest problem.
Even the smallest problem.
Even the smallest problem.
Swallowest. It says S-W-O-L. It's swallowest.
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 Actually, you know what? That's like a bodybuilding term. That's a legitimate fuck. I mean, it's a fuck up, obviously, but it's a swole is what bodybuilders say about their muscles.
And he says swallowest or swallowest here, yes.
But also the high voice that he lapses into is just hysterical to me. It just gets really high pitch and whispery. And he does this occasionally where when he talks, it's almost as though he tries not to move his mouth when he talks. He's either really exaggerating his mouth movements when he talks or trying not to do it at all. Trying not to move his mouth.
List of problems we can no longer solve. We can't do anything. We are an institute and a powerful death penalty. We will put this on.
We are an institute and a powerful death penalty.
We are an institute in a powerful death penalty. What the hell does that mean? Let's go over it again. We are an institute in a powerful death penalty. That's a sentence, period. That's a sentence, full stop. I like I said, more than any other clip, this clip proves he is completely lost.
Yeah, I want to hear this one again. I'm going to play it straight on through.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm so delighted by it, and America has to laugh.
Which is incapable of solving even the smallest problem. The simplest of problems we can no longer solve. We can't do anything. We are an institute. In a powerful death penalty, we will put this on.
We will put this on, Bob. We will put this on. We are an institute.
Woo! Yes.
And the saddest line in there, and almost worth isolating, would be, we can't do anything. We can't do anything.
Oh, I love it, right?
No.
We can't do anything.
Can't do anything. There's nothing we can do. Oh my God. What's teeny tiny Trump voice? You know what? Maybe he's actually trying to do the tiny Trump voice.
I think he's trying to get his own slot on Fox's Animation Sunday Night. Yeah.
Yeah. He sees how cushy tiny Trump has it in his cigar box in the closet here. Maybe he just wants to crawl around in tiny Trump's habit trail, hang out with him. See, look, I can be tiny Trump too. You don't have to change my voice. Listen to me. He's almost doing like a Michael Jackson in there, right?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
So, Tito, stop teasing.
Nimbra. Yeah. Okay.
God damn it. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Having too much fun here. We got to take a brief commercial break here. And when we come back, we got to talk about the dangers of AI.
Tried to warn y'all.
I know. So did I. Okay. Back with more show right after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bob Seska plays more music.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, oh, still old.
If this was video, you'd see me lip syncing to this amazing cover by Cersei Link and Christian Nesmith.
Yeah.
Covering Journey's Stone in Love. Another amazing album of all cover songs by the great Cersei Link, Christian Nesmith. CD only. You can only get this on compact disc. And I've got the link for that, too.
I could just do cover songs. These are great.
I know.
Just awesome.
I was thinking about that. Do we do an entire cover song theme week? And you know what? I was going to do it, but we've got a debut song from the great King Cyborg coming up on Thursday's show.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, perhaps after that then.
Yeah. Sorry, Tuesday show audience, but not until Thursday for King Cyborg. Yeah. But anyway, that's that. Cersei Link, Christian Nesmith, compact disc form. You can't download that one, but you can buy the compact disc through the link in the description. Okay.
Nice.
Getting back to things here. First of all, Donald Trump warned the Supreme Court that removing him from Colorado's 2024 ballot would unleash chaos and bedlam. He's still doing it. He's still doing this shit, and people need to hear it. I don't think they're paying attention yet, but once they do, they're going to be like, oh, fuck, it's this guy again.
See, if we had a normal Supreme Court, I think they would come down on that like a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
That's stochastic terrorism.
It is. It is.
It's exactly what it is.
I can't believe that even the conservatives on the court would sit there and go, that's okay. That's okay that he threatens our lives. It's okay that he, you know, will instigate someone to bomb our building here, bomb the Supreme Court chambers or whatever. That's fine. He's just talking. You know, I don't respond to mean tweets. I mean, there are still Republicans walking around saying that, oh, I'm not worried about Donald Trump's mean tweets. Like, that's his whole thing, is the mean tweets.
Yeah. He don't mean nothing by it.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about 2007, Donald Trump's nothing but mean tweets. The guy from Celebrity Apprentice is nothing but mean tweets. Yeah, now shit.
Now he's just dangerous.
Yeah, now he's a fucking fascist dictator in the waiting. He's a goddamn tyrant.
And madman.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this weird AI thing that's going around New Hampshire. Unfortunately, the Attorney General of New Hampshire is investigating this now. People were receiving robocalls from an AI version, and the assumption is that it's AI. I think it's AI.
Yeah.
An AI version of Joe Biden saying, don't vote in the New Hampshire primary. Uh-huh. Because there is a Democratic New Hampshire primary, by the way. And Joe Biden is going to win that by a massive landslide, as all incumbents normally do.
Right, and yes.
Let's listen to this, because this is really nefarious, in case you haven't heard it yet.
I've not heard it.
Yeah, this is the Joe Biden AI robocall. And the first things out of his mouth, out of the AI voice's mouth, is, oh, that's a lot of malarkey. So right away, you know it's supposed to be Joe Biden.
What a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
We know the value of voting Democratic when our votes count. It's important that you save your vote for the November election. We'll need your help in electing Democrats up and down the ticket. Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday. If you would like to be removed from future calls, please press 2 now.
So save your vote until November, as though you only get one vote between the primary and the general election. You have to choose one or the other. Obviously, that's all a big lie. It could also be quite legitimate. It could be Republicans as well, because there is that thing that we talked about earlier in the show about the Operation Chaos that's going on in New Hampshire. That's actually kind of a thing. And so it could be a way to nullify the effect of that, telling Democrats not to vote. But they're not actually telling Democrats, because we're talking about now registered unaffiliated voters. So there is a difference. It's not a gigantic difference, but there is a difference. And so it could be either that. Obviously, what the idea here is to get Democrats to not participate in the New Hampshire primary, which is going to, in one way or another, negatively affect Joe Biden. So,
and the even bigger story is the dangers of AI.
Right.
I was listening to that and analyzing it. I have a pretty good ear for these things.
Yeah.
Having done a lot of audio editing, I know you have too. I was listening for what I would recognize as edits in the audio, and I did not hear any. I also heard a disturbing consistency to the voice, which also indicates that these words were not directly culled from recordings of Biden and spliced together, that these were rather instead generated by AI, perhaps based on real tapes, but nevertheless generated by AI, not an actual tape, as it were, spliced together in a certain way. So yeah, this sounds like AI to me, in that it does not sound like editing. And this is, you know, it's, I'm so glad that it's being investigated and hopefully prosecuted because of the danger that this poses. But my concern is it's too late. The calls have already gone out.
Right.
The calls have already gone out. And so the potential damage is already done, whatever it may be, as you were as outlining there, the various scenarios. To me, this is, as I've said before, and I think I come from a calm, rational place when I say AI is going to kill us all.
Well, you remember, we've actually used an AI version of Trump just for fun on the show.
Well, for fun, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not criticizing us. I'm just saying that this is how accurate it is. I just went to a random AI app, like a free app. It's like a consumer-level app. Mm-hmm. And just typed in the words, chose Donald Trump as the voice, and it spit out this. This is the Donald Trump version of your shadow docket announcement.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts and minds of men? The shadow docket knows.
See, it sounds accurate. It's a little bit off,
kind
though.
Kind of, yeah. The Biden thing is better, but I still think that was AI, too. Yeah, no, I didn't know you had that. This is the first time I've heard that tape.
Oh, yeah. I also have one where Donald Trump reads Kimberly's intro from the after party. It goes like this.
Pursuing the agenda of manicide, here's Kimberly.
That one doesn't, that one doesn't work as well. I also made one for her podcast.
I'm Donald Trump. You're listening to the Start Me Up podcast with Kimberly Johnson, who's hotter than Ivanka. Believe me.
Kimberly Johnson, who's hotter than Ivanka, believe me.
Yeah. I got that, yeah.
So I'm surprised you haven't heard this one before, the Shadow Docket one.
No, I didn't.
No.
I hear two examples now where you're trying to replace me with AI. So.
Obviously not. No. No. Right, Nikki?
No.
Yeah. So that's not happening. But obviously, this is something that we're going to see more and more often, and it's going to skew votes. I'm not saying necessarily significant numbers of votes, but enough.
Yeah, they'll be punished right after the damage is done. This is very disturbing. We've let this out of the barn or wherever you keep such things, and I'm just terrified of it. Maybe it's because I'm older. I know people had concerns about piping natural gas into homes and piping electricity into homes. My concern is AI. Maybe it's my turn to be one of those people, but I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I never will. I hope to get out of this plane of existence before AI takes over.
Well, the other side of this, too, is it can be used as an excuse. So, for example, we have that tape of Roger Stone threatening to assassinate Eric Swalwell, which is entirely within the realm of possibility. That fits perfectly into Roger Stone's personality. Even if he didn't really mean it, he was just talking shit.
That's how he talks. Yeah.
He was completely jacked up on whatever and talking about that, talking shit. Right. Well, he now can say, well, it's AI. You know, he can wiggle out of this shit. Donald Trump will eventually wiggle out of something claiming that whatever it was AI.
This is the new I was hacked.
Exactly. Right.
You know, people would have selfies or, you know, sex pictures would get posted on the internet. And the person would go, oh, I was hacked. That's how that happened. That's not supposed to be out there. I was hacked. Clearly, I'm the victim here.
Yeah, that's not my penis. God damn it.
Right.
Okay, what else here? So I guess we'll wrap up with this. Taco Pina, obviously we talked about last week, Taco Pina quit representing Donald Trump. And it wasn't just Taco Pina himself. It was Taco Pina and his entire law firm. So Donald Trump lost not one lawyer, but actually three lawyers representing him.
A team, yeah.
And Taco Pina finally went out and talked to the press, but it's very obvious that he signed an NDA, something saying that he will not go out and criticize Donald Trump. Right. Because he said here, I left the team because it was just my time. I had to follow my compass, and my compass told me it was my time.
Wow.
That's a lame excuse. No one quits Donald Trump because they're like, hey, you know what? I just had to do something else. Had to follow my dream.
His compass was pointing to, we're going to lose this case, and we're going to lose it big, and this is going to hurt us in the long run, so I'm getting out now. I don't care what he says. You're right. This is a carefully crafted statement. He actually comes very close to blaming Trump by saying, you know, my compass tells me it's time to get out. Yeah. But I think we talked about this before. The two reasons for Taco Pina and company to bail. One, they're not going to get paid, and two, they're not going to win. If they can't win, there is no upside to this for them.
Yeah, obviously. And obviously as well, I think this has to do with not getting paid. I think this has to do with Donald Trump as the nightmare client that he has always been.
Yes.
And every single lawyer that represents Donald Trump eventually discovers that. I mean, Alina Haba thinks that she's going to get away with it and she's not going to be affected by Donald Trump. You just wait. Eventually, Alina Haba will go, God damn it, I can't believe I was with that guy for so long.
The lawyers reach what we referred to earlier as Trump fatigue.
That's exactly right. And it's not just Trump fatigue, it's financial fatigue. Like, the fact that he's not paying them at all makes it even worse. But even if he were paying them, it wouldn't be worth the money that they would be collecting from Donald Trump to have to deal with his mania. Because what we've already established here is I'm sure Donald Trump is puppeteering his lawyers.
Well, he tries to. I mean, he bullies them. He intimidates them. He orders them to what to do. Yes.
Yeah. Well, in the case of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, his lawyer was saying something that Donald Trump very clearly scripted out for him to say.
Right.
This is the thing that Donald Trump says all the time about how he's leading in all the polls. He's the winner of everything that he invented, everything. Yeah.
Be sure and tell him I'm leading in the polls.
Right. Well, tell them exactly this. And he writes it down in Sharpie real quick, dictates it on a voicemail message or something.
Right.
So one way or another, Donald Trump is representing himself in a sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He's just getting people with degrees to be his puppets so he can make their mouths move. I just like to see Donald Trump drink a glass of water one time while Alina Haba is actually speaking. I don't think it can happen. I don't think it's possible.
Or the other way around. I'm not sure.
Right. Okay. Still to come here, we got to talk about what's happening on the border with Texas and Greg Abbott's horrendously inhumane and cruel barbed wire shit that he's put in the river.
Take this, Greg.
But not anymore. Huh? Also, Maureen Dowd. We don't often talk about Maureen Dowd anymore, and that's probably why
she
wrote this piece that she wrote, which we're going to criticize heavily, coming up on the Shadow Docket. Plus, a couple of strange laws that Republicans are proposing, you know, because they're all about reducing inflation. And there's one thing that's happening in Oklahoma where it's another ban they want to implement that has to do with sex.
Oh, interesting.
And then the something that has to do with the population of homeless people and how the pro-life party wants to handle all of that in Kentucky.
Oh, and for you subscribers, some movie talk.
Oh, yeah. Oscar nominations were out this morning. So we'll get into that a little bit on the Shadow Docket. Patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Sign up for $5 a month. And you get the Shadow Docket every Tuesday and Thursday. Plus, you get access to the app and the chat room and the comments and all that good stuff. So we'll see you over there, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.
No.